Courtney here with another glorious D20 Dames live show to share with you. This one we recorded at Very Very Spaceship for their first Very Very Shopping Network stream in lieu of Emerald City Comic Con being postponed earlier this year. This adventure is titled Out of Pocket and written for us by Kat Kruger, and it's set in Emerald Forest Adventure Con. This would have been a live show at Emerald City Comic Con, but of course, since it was postponed, we decided to do it as a stream instead on VVSN. A couple notes before we dive in, the most important of which is that you can watch this episode over at youtube.com/D20DamesPodcast. The full stream is up there. Also, Jen, Joss, and I were live in studio while we piped in Kat remotely. Also, since it was a stream, you may hear some delightful stream alerts during the episode. All right, enough for me. Let's get started with our out-of-pocket adventure.
I am going to go down the table and have everybody introduce your characters. Cool. I'm the Dungeon Master, and let's go down the table and introduce who you all are in the game.
I'm Jess. In game, I play Lariah. Her pronouns are she/her. She's an Earth Genasi Druid.
Tonight I'm playing Sildar Hallwinter, who is a human fighter. Pronouns he, him, he, his, he, his. What do you? Sildar is an NPC, but he has been with the Dames for all of the Emerald Forest Adventure Con adventures.
With is a real interesting way to put that, but yeah.
Coerced them into being part of them. I don't know, whatever you want to say.
He has instigated all of the adventures.
Yes. I mean, he definitely has paid us.
Exactly.
That was what we were looking for. My name is Jen Vaughn, and I will be playing Red-Winged Tiefling Ranger Riot Boneserker.
Now, for anybody who is watching, I just want to reiterate that this is taking place in a campaign setting that I created, and all of these adventures that take place at Emerald Forest Adventure Con are standalone, so you don't need to be caught up on the podcast to enjoy. All right, so the Dames are at Emerald Forest Adventure Con, and this is an annual event that features a wide array of activities and programming. It includes adventuring guests, lots of discussion panels, celebrity signings and portrait opportunities. There's a best dress contest. The convention also features a very lively merchant hall with exhibitors from around the Forgotten Realms, bringing a large inventory of armor, weapons, scrolls, potions, and other things. The Dames happen to be with Sildar Hallwinter, and you are all wandering the merchant hall when you wander down the area that's dedicated to familiars and animal companions.
Sildar, you're looking very spry.
Oh, compared to what?
You look like you're really relaxed, you know, like, right, kind of flutters her wings a little bit, like, oops. Kind of like you're on vacation.
Okay, EFAC is always a vacation for me of sorts, you know? I get to see my friends.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, you must be talking about Riot.
Yes, I am a friend.
And any friend of Riot's is a friend of mine. And so it goes, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay, move on.
I enjoy our time together.
Do I still look spry?
You're looking a little like deflated now.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's coming
through. But so are we looking for a companion for like a friend or something? Like,
this just happens to be the hall that we're in, I'm not sure.
Okay, I didn't know if we were like, we had a shopping list,
actionable
item.
I see. This is, okay. I know. Usually we come to EFAC and, maybe strong arm you into doing something for me, a little bit of a favor, an errand for some, exchange of gold. Not this time. Right? We're just here as friends.
It's getting really crowded in the area that you're walking in, and you actually start to notice that there's one stall in particular that has a huge crowd forming up, and it's starting to block the passageway.
Ooh, something's happening.
I don't, it could just be the line to the bathroom.
that's something happening.
Oh. Well,
anyone want to join?
You got me there, Sildur.
Shall we try to push our way up to the front? Exciting.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Of course.
Something hatching or a live birth, perhaps.
Oh, wow, I didn't.
Yikes.
I don't think I have the VIP badge for that. What about you, Laura?
Certainly not.
I figure EPAC is something like half con, half like
hospital?
Fair.
Fair. Like a county fair, yeah.
Agricultural.
What state are you from with this live birth?
New Hampshire.
This one. They have live births at the Washington State Fair.
Jen.
I'm sorry. Live human births?
No, animals!
We're the animal companion hall.
Okay, it's all starting to make sense now.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, babies come whenever they want, you know? Like, okay, well, now that I know it could just be like a pig, I guess I'm in.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, okay. Okay.
All right. So you push your way forward, and it's all the stalls are separated by these black curtains. And when you get to this one, you see that there's a banner that reads "Teacup Monsters," and from behind the black curtain emerges a familiar young male Eric Okra, dressed in a red velvet vest, red vest and a cap. Mm-hmm. And he is he's putting up a sign that says "Sold out," and as soon as that happens, the crowd gets a little angry, and they kind of hiss and boo, and a couple people just like throw garbage at his feet.
Hey, knock it off.
Gosh, I'm sorry. The supply was, well, we're still expecting another shipment. Sorry, everyone.
Shipment?
Yeah, right. Picks up the trash and like looks at the person who threw it and just sort of like hits a garbage can with it or cycling can. Yeah, sure, we got those. What's the shipment?
Oh, hello. Thanks for helping me clean up here. We're expecting a shipment of teacup monsters. This is one of my new jobs.
Oh, Eric, you're so... Hello, also, Riot hugs him, sorry. So good to see. I mean, we see you here every time. It's like a family reunion. It's one of my favorite parts, looks at camera, of Emerald Forest Adventure Con.
Oh gosh, that's awfully nice of you.
Nobody else wants to get in. Okay.
Yep.
Well,
hi, Eric. Nope. Nothing to say. Eric and I shared a drink last night at the con bar.
Tavern.
You know that thing that we've talked about a lot. Yeah, actual tavern. So we've already said our hellos and our goodbyes.
I don't think anyone expects heartfelt hellos or goodbyes from me.
Yeah. So we're exactly where we're supposed to be.
Well, let's talk about these teacup monsters. Do they come with a teacup, like a ceremonial commemorative one, or a teacup size?
Yeah, those people seemed pretty upset that you're sold out.
Oh,
they
yes.
They were booing and hissing, literally.
Oh, yes. It was it's a new feature here at Emerald Forest Adventure Con. Well, they're called teacup monsters because, well, they're literally the size of teacups, and they come in these little teacup nests.
That's adorable.
Do they come with instructions on, like, how to care for them and stuff?
Oh, yes. Well, part of it is you need to become a trainer for the teacup monsters. Just like me.
Oh, you're
a trainer. You're a Tikemon trainer. Tikemon.
Tikemon trainer.
TM.
Please don't sue us. Continues. That's so do you get like a cool, like, do you attach the teacup to your belt? Like, What, is there a signal so that people know you're a trainer?
Well, the vest and the cap are part of it. It's part of the uniform. And then you attach the little teacup nest to your belt, and then you walk around and it incubates them, and then eventually they hatch. And you can also capture some out in the wild, but that's only for professional certified trainers like me.
I just
want to know what the certification process was. just a little insight.
How many minutes did it take?
I think the orientation was about 30 minutes.
Yep. Checks out.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, unfortunately, we're sold out. I've been waiting for the shipment to come in, and then the line just kept forming, and then people just kept leaving their Starbucks garbage around, and oh, there's one right there, and picks up a cup and throws it out.
Starbucks. Oh, that's right. Okay, well, we'll be going, Irk. This has been great. It's been a lovely visit.
I feel ready to go.
Yeah, I think we're good. I think we're good.
Well, it was good catching up with you, Irk.
All right, well, hold on a second. I just got sent a message that the shipment just got here. Do you mind just hanging out here and making sure nobody throws more garbage here?
Hmm. Sounds like a job for Riot, for sure. Keeping people from throwing trash on the ground.
Because you're a ranger.
You love that. Yeah.
You looked at me right when you said trash. And not before or after. So. No, of course, Eric. Yeah, go. We'll watch. Or I'll watch.
All right. Thanks a lot. It shouldn't be too long. I just have to sign the bill of shipment or whatever it is that they make me sign. Okay, I'll be right back. Bye.
And then he runs back. And you're going to be safe, right?
What was
already
that?
Gone. Laura calls after him. Be safe. So make sure no one's following you and attacks you in transit. Oh, he's gone.
He's gone.
Gone.
So you're waiting out there. There's still definitely garbage that can be picked up if you want to. But after just a couple of minutes, you hear this cacophony of like smashes and crashes and metal and wood banging. And then there's like these little fierce roars followed by a very dismayed, oh gosh, oh no. And then Irk appears from the other side of the curtain again. Hi, I think I have a problem.
Yep. What's up?
Describe it and we'll solve it.
Well, it looks like when they dropped off the shipment, some of the cages were not properly locked. I mean, obviously a professional didn't deliver them. So I think there were a few of them that escaped, and I might lose my job.
Do we need to catch some Tikumon?
Yes, please.
Are we going to take that training session first? Or do we just...
Here, so really quick instructions here. Because we're sold out of everything, we don't actually have the proper spheres, but I have this wand, and he holds up... It's this very sad-looking wand. It looks very used and sad.
Wouldn't that be historied?
No. Not this one. it's got like scorch marks on it, and it, yeah. And he's just holding it up, and he says, "Well, all I have left is this really old wand of resilient sphere. The only problem is that this one in particular was an early model made by, he was like a chaos wizard. So sometimes when you shake the wand at something to try to capture it in a sphere, it might cast a spell that you don't want it to. You know, the more the wand is used, the more chaos energy it builds until you actually cast the right spell. So that's a bit of a hiccup, but it's really the only thing we have. I don't have any any actual teacup spears or anything else. I do have, hold on a second though. And he goes under the desk and he produces three vests and three caps.
Well, a uniform is all I need to be convinced. How about you?
Do these fit us, or are they super big or super tight?
He's got a range of them. He tried to just like quickly like size up all of you. So theirs is a little bit tight.
Love it. He loves it. Yeah. Let's his muscles show through a little bit.
Hey. There's some muscles. right. Sort of just tries to drape, like makes two new holes for the wings. All right. We're ready.
Lariah kind of like ties the vest to like part of her armor, but she refuses to cover up her armor of illusion.
You could probably like make an illusion of the vest. No,
she's gonna like tie it kind of to the side so it sort of like hangs down, mostly covered by her cape. I'm just like, yep, got it.
Well, I think we look great. Just smashing, and we're ready to catch some monsters.
All right, well, let's go find these bad boys out in the wild.
Of this, look right. For some tall grass, just maybe.
Just walk back and forth through a couple times.
I'm gonna let you know the actual mechanics of the wand. So you need to roll a d20 when casting the spell. It's an attack, spell attack, and on a one. You use the wild magic table to roll an effect. I'll do that. And then every time a wild magic surge is avoided, the chaos energy builds up, meaning that the next d20 needs to be a 2 or a less, and so forth.
Cool. Love it. And there's just one wand, and we're, like, just sharing it amongst ourselves? Okay, cool.
There'll be a lot of throwing and catching and having some
dexterity. Like, almost like devil sticks.
Yeah. With our arms.
So Urk looks hopefully at all of you and says, so what do you think we should do? How do you think we can capture these? I haven't actually captured one in real life. I've only read them the handbook.
Wait, hold on.
There's no way that news surprises you. Do you have any
terrible? Yeah. Get your money back, Urk.
Do you have any sense of where they may have gone? Like any places where you know the teacup monsters like to hang out, where we could go like wander around and find a bunch of them?
I think they're all different types of monsters, so each one has like a preferred terrain, I guess is what you would call it. And he looks over at Riot, hopefully.
Yep, I'll be looking for ye old forest and mountain type.
Oh, I was gonna call mountain, but that's fine.
Oh no, you can do mountain. I'm sorry. Hey,
do you know which exact ones are missing? Could we?
Was there like a inventory list or?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, when they escaped, one of them is kind of fiery and burnt up the list. But if you want, I can bring you to the back room, the back behind the curtain here, and you can kind of take a look and maybe track them. And he looks again at Ryan, hopefully.
I'm a monster slayer, so I'm gonna.
Oh, you're not. No. Okay.
No.
We have to be clear on this. The rule says you can't hurt them. Okay.
What I meant was, that is what I do, but it's not what I do. Got it? I can track them. We can track them.
Okay.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We're not going to kill anything, especially anything so tiny.
They are tiny. They're the size of a teacup.
Yeah.
Thank you, Urk.
He brings you back behind the black curtain, and you just see, like, there are a bunch of cages, and most of them have tarps over them, but there are three in particular that were open. Riot, do you want to make a survival check?
You know I do. Using my Norse Foundry special Riot color d20. Yes.
Nice.
23.
Excellent. All right. So what you see are three different sets of tracks. One looks like it's a large rounded hoof print. The other looks like they're just pools of water that have slopped into a certain direction. And then the other one is a scorched floor.
Fire, water, grass?
Could be. Earth. What? Horse type.
Horse type. Which is usually grass. Yeah. Isn't that grass or ground?
Ground or normal, probably. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't it, though?
I mean, we're making our own types.
Let's really luxuriate.
We're not comparing this to anything. This is
this is all completely
unique.
Yep, this is all our own IP. So Riot relays this. She points out what should be rather obvious, because Sildar's the hem of... Are you wearing pants or are you wearing your cargo shorts?
Cargo shorts.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Vacation outfit.
Yeah, vacation. Okay, but you're actually standing in a pool of water that is part of this path. Ooh. Yeah, you gotta watch out. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one went to water. Cool, let's do it.
Yep, let's do it all together.
Are we gonna...
I'm sorry, what did you want
to... Just going to see if we would divide and conquer, but together sounds fine. We're all friends, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. The Rye is in for together. Let's do it.
All right, so we're
which one do you want to track?
We'd like to do with the large sloppy pools of water.
Okay. Should we go after the fire first so it doesn't burn anything down?
Logical.
Right, turns to Lorea. Sounds good. Good point.
All right, so with your survival check there, you can easily track it. It looks like it's moving toward the tower maze in the Emerald Forest AdventureCon. And indeed, when you make your way over there, you see people running in terror from the maze, and the hedgerow in the maze is actually catching on fire.
Again, good call.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Lariah. This was a good choice. We'll go find the water one later. Very good, very good.
What do you want to do?
Oh, maybe we should have found the water one and we could have used... Okay.
Nope. Yep.
We've done what we've done.
I mean, we also can just... It doesn't matter. Yeah, let's go in.
All right, you head in I am going to get you all to roll for initiative.
We'll just get right into
it. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope. Gonna be a hot six for Riot.
What's your dex modifier?
3.
All right.
10 for Sildar.
13 for Lariah.
Okay, so when you get into the hedgerow, which is, it's on fire, people have left the area screaming, and you see a teacup. It looks like a baby goat, but it has a long, scaly red tail and 2 horns on the top of its head. And Lariah, it is your turn. Who's holding the wand right now?
Yeah. Did you point out
me? Sildar?
I pointed at both of you. No,
who's pointing at Sildar? Yeah.
I was assuming. Okay, Sildar has it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lariah, what would you like to do?
How much fire is there?
It just sort of started, so I would say there's like a wall of like 5 feet of fire, but it's probably going to spread pretty quickly.
All right. Well, knowing that someone else has the wand, Lariah will
sacrifice.
I just mean that, like, I don't want to hurt it. We'll wait for someone else to wand it. Lariah is going to pull out a little water skin and drop some water in her hand and cast Create Water. And create 10 gallons of water to douse the fire and to kind of like get it as close to the creature as possible so it doesn't start any more fires.
All right. Yeah, so the creature is right next to it. So if you,
I mean, I can either make it like a cube of water or I can make it fall as rain everywhere. Mm-hmm. So like, I could do either one to just make sure there's no fire anymore.
And how big of an area does it cover?
Water falls as rain in a 30-foot cube. Or, oh, it's just a 30-foot cube either way.
Okay. So you're going to aim it at the creature and the fire behind it?
Mostly the fire itself, because I worry that just, like, dousing the creature would kill it.
Okay.
But, like, close to the creature so the fire doesn't spread off of it.
Right. So are you... I guess I just need to be clear about, like, are you aiming at all on the creature or completely?
None of it at the creature, yeah.
Okay.
None of it at the creature, just, like, right behind the creature is where it will stop.
Okay, so it, you can easily sort of douse the fire until you see some hot embers on it, because you got here early enough to catch the fire from spreading. Do you have a bonus action?
Nothing that would be useful right now, I think.
All right, Sildar, it is your turn.
Can Sildar just use the wand? Are we just trying the wand out?
Yeah, try it.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Sildar's going to take the wand and point it.
Roll a d20.
This is very unfamiliar for Sildar. Sildar is a fighter, does not usually hold wands. Kind of looks down on magic a little bit.
Whoa.
I know, he's terrible.
Wow. I didn't know that about Sildar.
Really old school. Yeah, just a little bit. All right. That is a 15. I'm not adding anything to it, right? Just 15.
Yeah, because Sildar isn't a spellcaster, I'm just going to use your... maybe you can add your dexterity modifier.
Okay, so 16.
Okay. You wave the wand and it does not hit. I need you to roll a d20 as well to see what sort of chaos possibly could happen.
Ooh, that's a 20.
Okay.
I don't want to do the burr, 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 because I don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be very bad.
All right. You try to, you point the wand, this sphere kind of comes out towards the creature, and it misses. But now you have two chaos on your...
Does it look like it hits the teacup goat type teacupmon? But then kind of bounce off of it? Like,
yeah.
Okay, great.
And Sildar, do you have a bonus action?
No. Sildar's all out.
All right, Riot, what would you like to do?
I could throw you the wand if you want to try it again.
Yeah.
Riot? Sildar, right. Flip it up. That's his bonus action.
I will get you to... it'll be a dexterity. I need Riot to make a dexterity save to see if you can catch it.
Oh, yes. 16.
Yeah, you catch it.
I'm all decks.
Just catch it behind the back.
Yeah, Riot catches it with her tail and then jumps up into the air, does like three quick flaps of the wings, and then like casts the sphere using the junked up wand.
Okay, so first I'm going to get you to roll the, I should have done this originally. I'm going to get you to roll on the chaos table first.
Okay. That is a 9.
All right, you're good. And now you can roll your attack and use your spell attack.
16 again.
That unfortunately misses, so the sphere goes out. Hits the creature and then bounces back.
All right, my eyebrows up to here. Great, turn over.
All right.
Should we wear it out a little bit? Should we maybe get it to run around in circles and get tired, or maybe,
like one of your many children? Like,
give it a little brandy, just a little sip.
What do you do with your children?
Just on the
you are the town council.
Who watches the Watchmen? You know what I mean?
As you're having this conversation, the creature lets out a bleeding noise, and it exhales fire. And you all have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Not one.
Ooh. I get to roll twice because I have resistance to fire, right?
Okay. Mm. Yes.
I mean, I know.
Must be nice. Well,
that's a 16 for me.
10 for Sildar.
4 for Lariah.
Sildar and Lariah, you're going to take full damage. And so, Riot, you take half of half damage, I think.
Okay.
Mm, here we go. So you take, anybody who's taking the full damage, it's 10 points of fire damage as the goat goes, and fire comes out of its mouth.
Gross. Goat had some spicy breath. Are you okay?
Wait, how much damage
is
that?
10.
Yee! Okay. It's looking less cute, I can say that. Still very cute, but, you know, slightly less.
Irk is flipping through a little handbook, and he says, "It looks like this one is called a kidling. It is part part baby goat and part what does this say?
Kidling.
It's a kidling, part baby goat and part red dragon wormling.
Cool. Right in your alley, Riot."
One of the things it says here is that it's got water susceptibility, so maybe that might help.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe just a little bit of water, Lariah. Just a little bit. Just a little sprinkling.
I didn't want to kill it, but yeah, I'll put some water in it next time.
All right. It is your turn, Lariah.
Just like, you know, like a little spray bottle, like you do with cats. You know?
Spritz him! Or her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I can move the water once I've made it. I think I have to recast it.
Okay.
Is that?
Or you could push.
Where's the water?
Is the water still falling?
All it says is duration instantaneous. So I think it just like appears and then disappears immediately.
So you can push it into the water. But...
So I guess I will
get in there.
Rain on top of this kidling.
Just like a grumpy bad day in a peanut strip or something.
Okay. Something like the climax of a rom-com.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So yeah, this isn't an attack spell. It's just like now there's rain on it.
Okay. You see that this kidling is looking very damp and dejected as it's getting rained on. And it just lets out a little, and then like a puff of smoke comes out of its mouth. Is there something else that you'd like to do?
I mean, no, that's basically my action. I get
okay.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Sildar, it is now your turn.
Sildar will call out to Riot to hit him back with the wand.
Right, just looking around. No, no, no. Yeah. Right. Riot's up in the air and just sort of like drops it into his open hand from her tail.
Riot? Nice. And Sildar will try to cast the spell again on the dejected looking kidling.
All right, so roll the d20 first.
8. Okay. Oh, that's good. That's fine. We're good.
Mm-hmm. And roll your attack. Use your dexterity modifier.
Oh my gosh. 12.
Again, the sphere goes out and like pops right back back at you.
Can we tell, did it look like the kidling took any damage from the rain or just looks sad now?
It does look like it is, it's getting colder.
Hmm. Okay.
And Riot, it is back up to your turn. Yeah, it is Riot's turn.
And Sildar is gonna throw the wand back to Riot, assuming that she'll use
it. Yeah, if you're next to each other, I'm just gonna assume that you're just handing it back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Riot grabs the wand. Yeah, I guess I can only cast one spell. I'm kinda like, can I cast one of my own spells and use this wand? But no, I get
if you have a bonus action, you can, but
I mean, I do, so yeah, I guess I don't think that's gonna help me cast a spell though. It's gonna help me damage it more, but sure. Riot shines her bracers in the light and her two runes that say game and man like wing out from the bracers and hit the little kidling in the face as she casts Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And so yeah, now I can deal extra damage, but I'm not trying to deal damage. I'm trying to capture it.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. And fling, like hits it this time using her hand, thinking maybe that was the problem last time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that was the problem. So
all right, roll the d20 first.
17.
Mm-hmm. That actually hits. So. Oh, wait, sorry. That was
nope,
for the,
that's the first
for
one,
the
yeah.
Chaos table. Yeah. Okay, so you're good. So roll your attack.
What is the chaos at now? Is it still just at 2?
It is now at 5.
Oh, it's at 5.
It's going to be a 15.
15, the sphere hits it and goes back. And now,
I can still physically move, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Riot's gonna just land on top of the kidling and take and just like keep it still to like maybe give the next person advantage. got the wings out, just trying to like keep the fire from spreading.
Right, you can't. Well, okay, you can't grapple it this time, but okay. You can try to next time. Then now the kidling is going to let's see.
Oh, now you're right next to it, Waz. It's going to take its turn.
That's fine.
it's trying to move out of the water, but as it does so, it's getting colder and colder, it looks like. And you can see, like, little frosty bits on the edge of its fur. And again, it lets out... actually, it's not going to bleat this time. It is actually going to charge out of the water, because it's a little bit panicked at this point. And let's see who it goes for. It goes for Sildar. So it charges forward, and you take it just like takes its horns and its red horns and goes towards you and hits you in your midsection, which is
his most sensitive part.
I mean, there's a little bit of extra flesh there,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so buffered.
It didn't hurt as much.
Yeah, so you take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
And you
figure
need
out that
to
wand,
make,
shall we?
You need to make a strength saving throw now.
Hmm. 18.
So you save from being knocked over.
Lovely. That would have been very embarrassing.
Lariah, what would you like to do?
So it already looks not great at the moment.
Do you want to try the wand?
Oh, I was going to try to damage it more. I guess I could try the wand instead.
Might as well. If Riot doesn't mind throwing it to you.
I guess I'll try the wand.
I mean, you have it.
So if Riot's going to throw it, you just need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Not great. Maybe no one has a wand this turn. Oh,
maybe we should stop throwing the wand.
10.
Yeah, that misses. So you fumble with the wand and it falls at your feet. You could probably take an action to pick it up.
You can just do what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
Sorry to force your hand.
Yeah. If that would be my action, I'd rather just take a turn and then like kick it to someone. Okay.
And now we know why it looks that way. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just gonna hope I don't kill it. Let's see. So Lariah is going to just sort of like hold her hand up with a little bit of water on it and point it at the goat and cast Ice Knife. Because she sees that it needs to be cooler. She is going to do it like next to it. So she hits it with the explosion. Oh yeah, my Ice Knife is on the shirt.
It's like, excuse you.
Or no, I guess I do need to try to hit it. And then it also needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
So first to hit with the Ice Knife is a 23.
That hits. And it got a 16 on its dexterity saving throw.
Okay, so it takes 5 piercing damage.
Okay, so when the Ice Knife hits it, it actually hits it. And Irk says, the book says it's susceptible to water, but ice is, I guess it's different because it's cold. I don't understand, but maybe don't do the ice thing again.
Good to know.
Yeah. All right. Any other facts, Irk? And she also just sort of like nudges the wand closer to Sildar with her foot. Okay.
Sildar, do you want to pick it up?
Yes, Sildar will pick up the wand and in one fell swoop, try it again.
All right, so roll the d20 first.
Oh my goodness. 13.
All right, you're good. Now roll your attack.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We're never going to catch this
3. Where's our team inspiration?
Yeah, you need to give each other some team inspiration.
Oh. Well, I definitely would like to award Jess Dame inspiration using this coin from Campaign Coins. Thank you. For using your foot to nudge the wand and break it more. So
here you go. Thank you. Oh. It's very on brand for Lariah.
Yes.
All right, Riot, what would you like to do?
I would like to grapple this thing and hold it down for other people. And maybe also, like, sort of pet the space in between the horns. Mm. And Riot would be like, he's a good D-cup. He's very cute. Yep, just, we're just trying to get you to a trainer so you can live a full and healthy life going to, I'm guessing, some sort of gymnasiums and doing other training dances with other teacup monsters.
All right, let's do.
Do these words help? No.
Do you want to do your strength check and we'll.
Yeah. This is a strong creature. 16. What?
Yeah, it only got 14. So you have grappled the kidling.
Thank goodness. With my like hands, its little head is poking out, maybe, so it can hit me in the face with the fire. I don't know why I said that.
Well, I mean, if anybody was going to do it, it's the fire resistant person.
Well, yeah.
So I'm just going to say that, in the interest of time here, because you have it grappled, eventually this wand is going to work. And you will have captured one of the teacup monsters.
Yes.
And check. Next, do you want to go back to try tracing the other ones?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, water next. Now, sure. Can we do water, Lariah? Is it time?
I was just saying that the fire one was probably going to start fires. Like, yeah, I have well, no maybe preference the
water
for the
one
other
is going to start waters. People, yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
So is Wright just holding this thing since they didn't have the little nests, or do we have
it's in this little the resilient sphere. So it's a it's a tiny teacup sized sphere that you can hold.
Irk offers her belt to hold. Yeah. Belt. She keeps like dangling her hands over it like it's some type of magic item that she can use at any moment. At any moment. I mean, if there's a threat. Yeah.
Technically.
Cool. All right, so you, I'm going to use your survival check from before, and you can trace trace this watery creature. There's actually a water feature in the middle of Emerald Forest Adventure Con, and right now it actually looks like it's frozen. And what you see sort of like smashing around it is this tiny little, it kind of looks like a tree, but it also looks like a tree that's made out of water.
Mmm. Water tree.
All right, Irk, what do we got here? What's your old book say?
He's flipping through.
Tiku dicks.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to get you to roll for initiative again.
Oh my gosh. One for Sildar. Just get that out of the way.
19 for Loria.
15 for Wright.
Okay. So we've got Loria, Riot.
We can just retcon that Sildar gave you the wand on the way back here. If you want to start with it.
All right, so Irk is flipping through his book and he says, all right, well, this one says it looks like it's a treeble. It is it is part awakened tree and part water elemental. It says here that if it takes cold damage, it's susceptible to cold damage. So that thing that you did with the kidling, that would have worked real swell here.
Great. Thanks.
Backseat magic here.
What would you like to do, Loria?
Since it seemed like we needed to injure the last one first before we caught it, Loria is going to ice knife at this tree ball.
I hope that was just because we were bad at rolling and not because we have to hurt it every time.
Or because we missed a mechanic somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Enjoy a brute forcing. Like.
Let's see. Oh, that's very bad. 8 for the attack.
No, unfortunately, you miss.
But it still needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. Nine.
All right. So this is going to take 66 cold damage. Oof.
Six, mm-hmm. Six?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 66.
Okay. It'll be so. Fine. So it it looks like this tree creature. Is starting to freeze up, and it's trying to slowly move, but it gets stuck. So it's partially frozen at this point. Right. What would you like to draw?
But alive? Does it look alive?
Mm-hmm.
Does Mariah have the wand? Because she's gonna pass it.
Yeah. I think Wright.
Yep.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Wright takes the wand.
Okay. Roll the d20 first.
Yep. Yep. What was I adding to that? I'm just rolling it. That's right. 3.
I think your spell attack.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's. I think this is just the wild magic roll.
It's wild
this
magic.
Is yeah, it is.
Yet. Sorry. Three. Oh, three.
Okay. So. So. As you're rolling it, you feel magic coursing through the wand, and it sparks. And I will roll to see what happens.
Feeling extra magic-y.
Maybe a good one, like cakes will come out of it or something.
We eat our way to the tree bowl. Oh, cat's face is that.
Don't say train, cat. Don't say train.
Okay, it says here that you teleport up to 60 feet to an unoccupied space of your choice that you can see.
Oh. All right, well, the air. I am now above a riot's eye view of the Emerald Forest Adventure Con. And okay. She angles her body and then again just drops the wand straight. Oh, no. What? Well, already said it. You catch it.
Sildar, you need to make a dexterity save to catch it.
Oh my God. I do want to.
Hey, nat 20.
Nice. I want to give Riot the inspiration for flying directly up or teleporting directly up and then just dropping a wand. The one thing that we need. It feels very on brand.
Sildar, you have the wand in your hand. The tree bowl is it's trying to move, and it actually slowly like cracks forward, but unfortunately it can't reach any of you, so its turn is lost. Sildar, what would you like to do?
Sildar's gonna wand it out, assuming that the frozenness is enough to, I don't know, hold it down. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are there any berries around you that you could like throw at this thing too?
You tell me.
I don't know.
Do you want to drop them down from on high?
Just in the rafters.
That's a 15, Kat.
All right, you're good. Roll your attack.
Oh my God. Nine? That's good, right? Nine? Mm. It's so hurt. It's so frozen.
Ball goes forward and it hits it and bounces off.
So did the wild magic reset to one since it went off?
Yeah. Okay. Lovely. Lariah, it's your turn.
Without no throwing involved, Lariah's just going to reach over and take the wand from Sildar.
Good call.
And she's going to try to do the thing.
All right.
That's a 15 for the wild magic thing. Would be great if that were my attack. Oh, come on.
You got another one in you.
And then it's the spell attack.
Spell attack, yeah.
So 21.
Oh yeah. So you can describe how you capture this this creature with this sphere.
So I guess she like just looks very annoyed with this at this point. Like after Sildar said like, "Oh, I don't actually have a job for you," and then this like it's just been one thing after another. It's every time we come to EFAC, it is. And there was a whole fire thing, and Sildar is being sassy with her for no reason. So she just even just sort of like,
a lot of things
and like
bubbling.
Waves the wand,
like assuming it's not gonna work.
Yeah, she assumes it's just gonna like cause her to disappear, like just happened to Riot. She's just so unhappy. And she seems honestly shocked when like a sphere comes out and hits it and it just like contains it. And she's like, great. Did it. Next.
All right, it's your turn, Sildar. We each got one. So time for you to shine.
Yeah, Laura, are you gonna take the sphere?
No, Riot's got him.
Riot puts it on the other side of the hill. Oh man,
onto the grass one.
So cool. All right, so you head over and using the same survival check, you find the final one, and I will get you to roll for initiative again.
What does it look like?
I'll tell you in a moment.
Okay. Tell me.
Give me a visual. 16.
Oh no. 4 for Riot.
Okay.
8 for Lariah.
See, told you, Sildar. Get it in one.
All right.
Cracker, cracker.
Yeah, exactly. Like limbering up as if that will do anything.
Sildar. In that case, I would like to give Sildar Dame inspiration. Yay! Like, I can just imagine Sildar with a wand, like limbering up and like stretching
like
out.
It,
like,
stretching above, going below. Yep.
Let's go.
Yep. Nice. So, what you see in this area is you're in the food cart section and you see a creature that. So it has a equine face, but its body kind of morphs out into like a chubby little dinosaur. Its paws have hooves on them, and it's striped like a zebra.
This one was made for me.
Irk says,
"You were rude. This isn't you."
Laura's back into it now.
Irk says, "This is a it's a zebrasaur. I don't think it really has any it doesn't look like it. It has a lot of natural things that we can
use against
knock it down with. You might want to stay out of its way though, because I think it has a trampling charge."
Wow, is this Laraya, are you sure this isn't a you and Tikemon form?
I think it is. I think this is actually just me. Let me try to talk to it.
So Laura, it's your turn.
I really feel like I can reach this creature.
Also, it's in the food court. It might be hungry. Maybe we could just...
And it's in the food court.
I didn't even need to make
we
that
We belong
connection.
Together.
Is this why mine was in a maze? A puzzle? Some hellscape for people?
Like, burning down around me?
Is it by the dessert cart,
no,
cat?
No correlation.
By the s'mores cart.
That means Sildar's
it's by the s'mores cart.
Does that mean Sildar was a wet blanket?
Like, hey. No, just a stiff, cold tree. You know.
Stiff drink, baby.
Yeah. All right, Sildar.
All right. Sildar's going to use the wand. He's feeling super confident. 13 for the table.
Safe.
Okay. We're going to trade that Dame Inspiration in real quick. No, we're not. 18 for my attack.
Describe how you capture this zebrasaur with your spear.
Yeah. Okay, Sildar is going to, like, with all the opposite of Lariah's catch, probably, with all the confidence in the world, and knowing how, like, excited Lariah is, he's going to say, "I'm getting you a gift, Lariah. This is it. I don't care how much it is. This one's on me." And very confidently is going to capture the zebrasaur.
Yes, excellent. All right, so you have successfully captured all three of the creatures. Irk is super, super thankful. He cannot stop, like, gushing as you're walking back to the stall. And he's just like, "Oh gosh, thanks so much. I wouldn't have known what to do all on my own. It's really amazing how you're always, like, just here to help me out."
It's sure like, is.
Fate or something.
Yeah, fate.
So this was the new shipment. So are these up for sale, or do we have to get a ticket the opportunity to maybe stand in line and then buy it?
Well, I can do something. I don't know. And then he just sort of like stops in his tracks and sees, he sees you all see that there are a bunch of elves at the booth, kind of tearing down the booth. And Irk is like, what are you doing? And one of the elves looks over and says, "We are the elves for the ethical treatment of animal companions, and we are shutting down this booth."
Oh, okay.
Gosh, I guess I'm out of a job again. Well, at least
you'll end on your feet.
One job.
Is there some sort of teacup monster farm we can maybe go to?
Restoration.
And, visit these lovely animals. I did promise the zebrasaur to a friend.
Laura has it and like stuffed it under her armor.
Did I say zebrasaur? I don't remember.
No, we don't. We have no recollect. What are you even talking about, Sildar, Mr. Hallwinter? Let's go to the food court and have some tea.
I love
tea.
The food court.
That's right.
It's time to eat. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm burning for a good meal.
And
Good call tearing that thing down. Super unethical. Yeah, we're out of here.
Free them all. Free well, them all.
Even,
said.
How'd they even get booth space?
That's right. I'll be writing a letter to EFAC post haste.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Goodbye.
And you can head over to the food court with your captured teacup monsters.
Do we get to keep these?
I'm going to say that you get to keep them at EFAC.
That's fair. They're going in the EFAC lockers.
But now Jess has a, or sorry, Lariah, excuse me, has a reason to be excited about EFAC. You did it, Kat. You did
it's a perfect plot device. Thank you.
What are you going to call your tribu, Sildar?
I'm going to call him Ice Bones. Good. Ice Bones.
Yeah. Love Ice Bones.
Yeah.
Bones.
Yeah. Oh, no, I love it. I'm going to call my kidling Cindy. maybe Cinder. I like Cinder better, but I like that everyone went on that terrible journey.
That'd be a nice nickname.
Yeah.
And you, Lariah, Zebrasaur?
What kind of dinosaur is this Zebrasaur mixed with?
It's a Stegosaurus.
I'm too overwhelmed with happiness to think of a name. Come back to me.
I'll call it Perfect. That's your name now.
I've never loved anything more in my life.
Wait, what about Rocky?
Poor Rocky.
Your other dinosaur.
How quickly we forget.
Wow. Is this your vacation dinosaur? How dare you?
I just love it. It's a zebra stegosaurus that we found at a snack cart.
Was it eating anything, Kat, at that time?
Go-gurt.
Okay.
It was eating s'mores. S'mores.
Oh, yeah. It was going for the s'mores.
Yeah. Snackosaurus. Yes, Cage.
I love it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. So I think we're out of time. So, you have successfully captured your teacup monsters, which you can keep at Emerald Forest AdventureCon until those elves track them down, maybe.
They will never find my zebra swarm.
We're gonna train these every time in EFAC so they get real swole.
Oh, they're gonna get real big. Yeah, we're gonna evolve them. They're gonna be final form soon.
Yeah, you're gonna have to write that next one where they like evolve and like.
Yeah, we need that. Yes, agreed. Training montage. Well,
someone will take the zebra swarm from me over my cold dead body.
Really, there's like an energy coming out of her.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Hi again, thanks so much for listening. You can watch that show over at youtube.com/d20damespodcast if you wish. There is an extended intro and outro where you can actually see us goof around a little bit behind the scenes. Special thanks to Good News, who helped us produce this stream. You can find Good News on Twitter at supgoodnews, that's S-U-P, Good News. And thanks to Very Very Shopping Network, Jen Vaughn and Jaslyn Stone especially, for having us on the show. It was a lot of fun. In some other news, I'm super excited to share that the Eyes Unclouded anthology is now a Mithril bestseller on the DMs Guild, and it's finally available in print. Kat has an excellent adventure there, which we also played as a live show on VVSN this summer. You can find the anthology as a PDF or glorious hardcover at bit.ly/damesunclouded. All right, that's it for now. Big see and never to 2020 from us. Until 2021, Misadventure Awaits.
D20 Dames is a production of Misadventure Awaits. Our theme is by Middle Essence. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/d20dames.